I'm having a little topic of conversation of a little bit of a heads up next time, you know, to fill in the blank kind of situation as I was having drinks with my new friend. And he said he had the first round. I said, I'll take the second. And he gave me the heads up that his shot is a 50 buck shot.
After the fact.
After the fact.
I told you, after the fact. Wait,
that was an expensive shot, but good guy, really good guy. JD's up on the board because, you know, a boss man. One of your bosses said, hey, I want to invite you to my bachelor party. You're like, hell yeah, before even asking where to. A month later, you went to Iceland.
Yeah, little heads up that it's on the international tip. Yeah.
Couple thousand to go to that, but you committed. You had to make a good impression on the boss.
And it's my boss. Am I going to say no?
Right, yeah.
Sienna, jump on the board.
I mean, for me, this was before I met my husband. So this was when I had just gotten out of a relationship and I wanted to just have that single lifestyle. I had just broken up with an ex and they happened to like be in the friend group. And when we were making plans to like go out for, I don't know, on Mel Ave for a bar night or whatever, he wasn't in the group chat. So I was like, okay, cool. He's not going. Show up and he's there. And all my friends knew that he was going to be there and no one gave me a damn heads up. And not that it was a weird or bad breakup. It was just like, I want to be out on the town. I don't want my ex watching what I'm doing.
Right.
Now that I'm single.
Right.
So I remember I got a little drunk and I was telling my friends, I'm like, thanks for the freaking heads up. Like, why wouldn't you tell me he's going to be here?
You got to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you said freaking too.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a little different choice of words, but yes.
Excuse my French.
Excuse my French.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to let people know that the ex, maybe they all thought each other was going to tell you and they're like, you didn't tell her? I thought you were going to tell her.
Yeah. And I think since we're all in the same friend group, it's kind of like, well, he's our friend too, and I don't care, at least give me the heads up, because I'll know how to act, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I just didn't like that, but I'm
or
they were in it for the plot. They were
honestly,
like, oh, we're not saying nothing.
That's probably what it was. Wow, I need new friends.
Listen, let's tap in with Melissa in Phoenix. All right, Melissa, what's your, how about a heads up next time?
Oh my God, you guys. So my neighbor has this really adorable golden doodle and they went out of town.
Uh-huh.
So I offered to dog sit for them for the weekend.
Okay.
Little did I know that this dog must be in heat or something because it humps everything.
Oh no.
Let me tell you, you guys, I have three kids from the ages of 13, 11, and 8.
Uh-huh.
And they are asking me, what is going on with this dog? And they're putting me in such an awkward position because I'm not ready to have that conversation with my kids yet.
The birds and the doodles talk.
Yeah.
Birds and the doodles.
Oh, no.
So I figured we'd take it to the dog park, you know, let it get run around. Maybe it gets some of that out of its system.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Every dog owner at the dog park looked at me sideways because this dog was humping them and trying to hump their dog. And then I just total embarrassment for me and my family.
Yeah.
Getting back in the car and oh, my goodness.
How many days did you have to dog sit?
We picked them up on Friday and they came home late Sunday night.
Did you report back to them like, hey, thanks for the heads up? Like, what the hell?
Yeah. It was not fun, and I will never do it again. Mm-mm. That golden doodle's not so cute anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even matter if they're neutered, because, you know, my dog, Oakland, he's neutered, and he still humps absolutely everything. I don't know if he humped a lot when you watched
him,
Sienna.
He didn't,
no. Oh, okay, that's pretty good. Well, yeah. Oakland be humping everything sometimes,
really?
So.
Maybe just you.
Maybe. No, he doesn't hump me.
He just likes you.
Yeah. Well, JD walks around with peanut butter on his knees.
Okay.
Just so I can go to town. The hottest dates that JD has is dog humping him.
Well, you got
to
give a heads up whether your dog chews things. Oh, gosh. Or if it humps everything. Yeah, you have to give the person watching your dog a heads up on any of those things so you're not embarrassed and dog owners at the park.
Or if your dog farts a lot like Oakland did when I did watch him.
Yeah. That's not what this subject is about. This is about.
Nope, the heads up would have been nice that your dog so much.
You did dog sit for JD.
Yeah, over the holidays.
A heads up would have been nice. You told her, like, hey, he has a bad gas.
Yes,
you must
issues.
Have been feeding him something. I don't know. No. I don't know what you were doing behind my back, Sienna.
You have a strict schedule for that dog. I was not going outside of it.
Yeah. Okay. Put a pin in that.
Feed him by hand. All right. Well, Melissa, thank you for the call, and no more dog sitting in your house.
No way.
No way. Okay. The only humping is going around is you in that house.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Melissa.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
And coincidentally, it is a dry hump Wednesday. Dry hump Wednesday.
That's right.
Shout out to all those humping golden doodles out in the streets this morning.